have a listen to this next story. It comes from a listener called Lisa, who contacted the show after getting a parking ticket when she parked her car with the tower and the white line in a shopping retail park. Have a listen to this.
I had parked up at the Boucher Road car park, and I wasn't aware. I guess I hadn't noticed the signage up high on the poles. The UKPC had taken over the car park. And what happened was, I'm actually due to go into hospital any day now. I'm overdue. But I was suffering from bleeding in my pregnancy, and I had sciatica as well. So when I parked, I guess one of my wheels were over one of the white lines, but I didn't think too much of it because I literally was in a situation where I had to go to the toilet really quickly.
Where was this?
I'd been to the hospital in the Royal in Belfast. And I really, you know, yourself towards the end of your pregnancy, as most women know, you just really need to go when you need to go. So I stopped in the Boucher Road, parked quickly. I went in.
This is where in the Boucher Road?
Oh, just beside, I guess, Boots and TK Maxx, that area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess maybe I didn't pay too much attention, or maybe I was just trying to get out of the car quickly. But, I mean, the car wasn't hugely over the line. I have to say it wasn't. It was just over one of the lines, and I didn't think too much of it because, I mean, I hadn't thought too much of it. I just wanted to go to the toilet. And I went in, and there was a Boots employee who let me go to the toilet. And then on my way out, I decided I'd pick up a couple of nappies, a couple of boxes of nappies, which I couldn't hold because I'm so big. And one of the employees, he came out with me with the nappies, holding them for me. And, I mean, we're talking about maybe 10, 15 minutes here, a space of time. This isn't an hour or 2 hours. And when I came out, I noticed this brown envelope on the window of the windscreen, really, of the car. And when I opened it up, I saw this very formal-looking receipt, is the best way of mentioning it. And it just asked that I had parked over the line, that I had to pay £90 or £60, I think, within 2 weeks. And I was so shocked.
Was the rest of the car park full?
It wasn't full at all. And I guess for me, what I felt was most annoying, Stephen, was that there was a car a few spaces down that was actually taking up 3 spaces. And I went over to look at it, and there was no, you know, there was no ticket on it as such. Well, I don't think ticket's the right word. I think there's another word for this.
Well, here's the bottom line for that complex. It's Boucher Retail Park, is it?
It is, uh-huh. Yeah.
The bottom line is this. There's plenty of places you can go as a customer.
Yes.
And, you know, if it's going to start putting customers off going anywhere near there and they'll go elsewhere, then that might just be the reality of someone that decides to fine you for going a few inches over a white line.
Yeah.
That might just be the reality, that they start to lose business and retailers like Boots and things pull out of an area like that if they want to start treating customers like that.
I guess that is one reality. I mean, for me, I haven't been back. I refused to go back because I really felt so wronged. I mean, it would stand to reason if I had been there a long time and the car was hugely badly parked. But what really grated me, I guess, the most was that there was another car. Maybe it must have parked in the space after the guy had got my car. But the fact it was so badly parked, and for me, I just thought, you know, there's no consistency of approach there. And there was a guy in, how could I explain this quickly? There was a guy in a chippy van just aside. And he was lovely. I went over to him and said, look, did you see who put this on my car? Because I can't understand. I don't know why I'm getting this kind of ticket. And he says, look, they've been putting tickets on left, right and centre. And, you know, if I were you, he says, I would ignore it. I wouldn't bother paying it. But I haven't had that kind of a ticket before. I mean, I would be a careful driver. I've never had a ticket. I've never had any kind of ticket given to me. And there is small print that says if you don't pay it, that the credit agencies will pursue you and, you know, send you letters. And I didn't want that either. So I ended up paying, you know, the £60 within the 2 weeks. But it's horrendous to have to pay £60 just like that. But I honestly haven't been back, and I've probably been guilty of bad mouthing the area quite a bit to my friends to make sure they don't make the same mistake. But I know, speaking to a lot of people that, you know, family and friends and different people, that none of them are aware that this has been taken over by the UKPC. And I guess a lot of people are going to get hit the same way that I did.
What's the name of the company that issued this ticket?
I think it's UKPC. From memory.
Right. I'll get the team to get the details off you and we'll contact them. Okay. Is that all right?
Well, I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Stephen.
Bye-bye. Right, so here's what UK Parking Control, or here's the statement that's in. UK Parking Control took over the parking control management at Boucher Retail Park on the 28th of April 2011. They say the charge referred to was paid 13th of July at £60. It wasn't appealed, they say. They've sent a photograph in which they say shows the car parked over two bays. They say, as you can see, the vehicles parked each side would indicate the car park may have been busy. We've been in touch with the management company for Boucher Retail Park. What have they told us? They've said they've received a minor number of complaints from customers about parking tickets, some correctly issued, some incorrectly, which are investigated. There have been no complaints, they say, from retailers.